DPS increases traffic enforcement for Thanksgiving holiday. Texas Border Business, Austin, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, is stepping up enforcement for Thanksgiving to ensure Texans have a safe holiday. Texas Highway Patrol, THP, troopers will increase enforcement efforts on the roads from Wednesday, November 27th, through Sunday, December 1st. Troopers will be looking for people not wearing seatbelts, driving while intoxicated, speeding and failing to follow the move over, slow down law, among other traffic violations. Quote, with Thanksgiving around the corner, we remind everyone to stay vigilant on the roads, said DPS Director Stephen McCraw. There can be countless distractions this time of year, but your safety and the safety of others is what matters most. Take your time, avoid distractions, and let's ensure everyone arrives to their destination this holiday season. Each year, DPS participates in the nationwide Operation CARE, Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort, initiative for the Thanksgiving holiday. During the 2023 Thanksgiving enforcement effort, a total of 41,093 warnings and citations were issued, including 11,525 for speeding, 1,310 for driving without insurance, and 596 for seatbelt and child seat violations. Last year's enforcement efforts also resulted in 54 felony arrests, 36 DWI arrests, and 18 fugitive arrests. DPS offers the following safety tips for the Thanksgiving holiday and beyond. Don't drink and drive. Make alternate plans if you are consuming alcohol. Eliminate distractions while driving, including the use of mobile devices. Texas law prohibits the use of portable wireless devices to read, write, or send an electronic message unless the vehicle is stopped. If you're using a navigation device or app, have a passenger operate it so you can keep your eyes on the road. Move over or slow down for police, fire, EMS, Texas Department of Transportation, TXDOT, vehicles and tow trucks stopped on the side of the road with emergency lights activated. Show the same courtesy to fellow drivers who are stopped on the side of the road. So far in 2024, there have been more than 9,284 move over, slow down violations. Buckle up, everyone in the vehicle. It's the law. Slow down, especially in bad weather, heavy traffic, unfamiliar areas, or construction zones. Drive defensively, as holiday travel can present additional challenges. On multi-lane roads, use the left lane for passing only. Not only is it courteous driving and avoids impeding traffic, Texas law requires slower traffic to keep to the right and to use the left lane for passing only. When posted, don't cut in front of large trucks and try not to brake quickly in front of them. They can't maneuver as easily as passenger vehicles and pickup trucks. If you can steer it, clear it. If you are involved in a non-injury crash and your vehicle can be moved, clear the traffic lanes to minimize traffic impact. Leaving vehicles in a traffic lane increases traffic congestion and leaves those involved with an increased risk of harm or a secondary wreck. On some highways, if you don't move your vehicle when it's safe to do so, it's against the law. Keep the Texas Roadside Assistance number stored in your phone. Dial 1-800-525-5555 for any type of assistance. The number can also be found on the back of a Texas driver license. Check your vehicle to make sure it is properly maintained and always ensure your cargo is secure. Report road hazards or anything suspicious to the nearest law enforcement agency. Monitor weather and road conditions wherever you are traveling. For road conditions and closures in Texas, visit Drive Texas. DPS would also like to remind Texans about the iWatch Texas program, a critical resource for reporting suspicious activity within the community to help prevent dangerous attacks. It's especially important to be vigilant as people gather for parades, festivals, and other community events. Tips can be reported via the website, the free iWatch iOS or Android mobile app, or by calling 844-643-2251. All reports are confidential. For information on how to use iWatch Texas, you can view this how-to video. Remember, iWatch Texas is not for emergencies. If there is an emergency, call 911 immediately. #HQ2024-88